tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's July 28th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. We are getting perilously close to the end of July here, and that means affordable EVs. I'm not really sure how those two connect, but you're just going to have to go with it for me. Tesla's more affordable model is shown in spy shots on Chinese social media. Now, of course, that we know the more affordable $25,000 Tesla is not going to be a standalone Model 2 or even a robo-taxi with steering wheel. It's just going to be a kind of cheaper, stripped-down Model Y. And apparently, these guys have caught it on video in China. For many years, Tesla has been planning to build a much more affordable vehicle. Nicknamed the Model 2, would have offered the most affordable entry point into the EV market, at least in the West. But that project was abruptly canceled by Tesla CEO Elon Musk, as first reported by Reuters and immediately denied by Musk. Reuters was later shown to be correct in its report, as many who follow Tesla might have expected, given Musk's constant overpromising and sometimes outright lies. Those are Fred's words, but hey man, I stand behind that. In its place, Tesla started offering vague promises about more affordable models starting in Q1 of 2024. Tesla later specified that these would enter production in the first half of 25, which you will note has come and gone. The language Tesla used had suggested that the cheaper models would be new vehicles, which means more than one model and not just based on a current Tesla model, but we reported this was unlikely to be the case and the new models would just be a stripped down Model Y. That deadline came and went, but on Tesla's Q2 call last week, it said first builds were produced in June. On the same call, Musk said the new affordable model is a Model Y. So we've got confirmation that the actual new models aren't coming, but it does seem like something cheaper is coming down the pipe. And now Chinese social media pictures of these first builds, we are kind of seeing what a decontented Tesla will look like. Now, we've got to go through this. This is posted by a guy named Geek Piglet. That's kind of a rough translation there. You got to click through to the videos. It shows a bunch of different photos of this thing on the inside, on the outside. We're going to have a link to this on the show notes over at electrek.co and in the YouTube link at the bottom if you're watching us there. So yeah, definitely check that out. Great video. And it kind of gives you a sense of, man, you thought they were minimalist before. There's a lot less minimalist apparently that you can still get to. Now, while we're on the subject of Tesla, we have to point out that Tesla's founder is disappointed that Musk canceled $25,000 EV project and made, quote, a dumpster-looking truck. We're, of course, talking about Tesla's original founder, Martin Eberhard, and he is disappointed to see that Elon has canceled that program. Now, of course, Elon, not one of the original founders of Tesla, buying in from Eberhard and a couple other guys, J.B. Straubel included. So definitely take a look at that. And yeah, it's a really interesting interview. And he was kind of disappointed that Tesla CEO Elon Musk did not continue to push models down market from the S and X to the 3 and Y, and then, you know, eventually to the 2 and such as that. In his own words, I am actually disappointed that Tesla canceled its low-end car program because that's what the world needs, not an expensive truck that looks like a dumpster. Kim Java asked him about the robo-taxi Model 2, and Eberhard responded he's skeptical about that. She was likely referring to the Cybercab here, but as we previously reported, that is not the Tesla Model 2, which is often the name that people used to refer to the planned $25,000 Tesla. As Eberhard said, this program was canceled by Tesla despite Tesla's team reportedly fighting to make it. Musk decided to kill the program in favor of the Cybercab and making cheaper versions of the existing Model Y and 3. Without mentioning Tesla directly, Eberhard appeared to criticize Tesla's approach to self-driving, saying people are overlooking the failure of these autonomous systems too easily. You can put the prototype of something on the road and kill people sometimes because it doesn't work correctly. And that's kind of okay, question mark? Not for me. So lots to unpack there. Here's the video. And man, this is a longer video in here. It's almost an hour long. They go through Eberhard's Tesla Roadster. They talk to him in front of the house. They ask him about all things Tesla, autonomous driving, AI. Really interesting video. If it's something that you want to take a look at, you think this guy is one of the geniuses of modern times, definitely give it a link and see what this guy is talking about. And now we can't definitely pick on Tesla continuously, especially when they do a lot of things right. And recently, in a Chinese real-world self-driving test of 36 different cars that really encountered 216 crashes, Tesla's full self-driving or ADAS software really did come out on top. Chinese media outlet Dongcheng closed down a real highway for a multi-day test of 36 different driver assist systems in complicated, dangerous, real-world driving situations, and Tesla escaped the tests relatively unscathed. Despite the theoretical superiority of these computer systems to human drivers, anyone who's had experience with them in the real world knows they can be strangely indecisive and often make different decisions even when encountering the same situation multiple times. That applies to the level 2 systems that were tested here and even true self-driving systems like Waymo's level 4. If you haven't been in one, you're probably skeptical. By now, we've all seen the Tesla robotaxi fails and heard about autopilot deaths, including ones that wrongly get credited to autopilot, despite just being pedal confusion, right? We've also seen that Tesla Wile E. Coyote video where American YouTuber Mark Rober tested Tesla's vision-only approach versus vision plus LiDAR approach. The latter, most professionals agree, is a more robust solution. But there have been some real tests missing among all this, a real-world, on-highway comparative test of several brands of car in various complicated but plausible situations with other cars driving around nearby and full ADAS system activation by an independent source. Well, here comes Dongcheng with a test that beats the scale of anything we've seen yet, and they posted it on their YouTube channel, D-Car Studio. Again, I've got it here. Really neat stuff. It's an hour and 30 minutes long, but you can get a sense here of some of the different tests that they put it through. They've got last minute weaving. They've got cars parked on the highway. You can kind of see the different drivers, test drivers, and the methodology that they've put into play. Really some spectacular stuff here, trying to keep everybody safe. And you definitely got to check it out. It's just really interesting how the different vehicles handled it. It's interesting to see what vehicles kind of mapped out the road ahead and showed off braking and accelerating. I recently had a Honda Civic Hybrid that I, had for a week out at Cape Cod earlier this summer, and I'm doing an article about the ADAS system and that. Very kind of similar conclusions to what these guys found, but really, really neat stuff, and I'm glad to see this. I think it's something that needs to be kind of discussed further. So definitely check that out. We'll have a link to that over in the show notes at electrek.co, 100%. Worth looking at. Now, moving on, I have to point out that today's episode is brought to you by Retrospec. And they are, of course, the makers of sleek, powerful e-bikes and fun outdoor gear for everyday adventure. I actually put this together with a little help from ChatGPT. Those Retrospec stand-up paddleboards are super, super cool. I have them myself. And of course, Retrospec started out building a few bikes a year in a tiny LA apartment and has grown to a full lineup of high-quality, accessible gear designed to get more people moving forward from paddleboards and kids' bikes to their standout line of electric bicycles. Retrospec's e-bike collection has something for everyone, from rugged fat tire e-bikes to compact commuters to e-trikes and folding models that move with you wherever life takes you. Retrospec is all about making electric bikes more affordable without cutting corners, so you're getting solid performance, thoughtful design, and a smooth, reliable ride at a price that won't bust your budget. The best part? Electrek listeners get 10% off their next ride until August 14th with the exclusive code ELECTREK10 only at retrospec.com. Don't forget to tag your ride, hit the road, snap a shot, and share your outdoor moments with the hashtag #ReadyToOutdoor for a chance to get featured by Retrospec on their social media. Thanks to Retrospec for sponsoring and for helping us all ride a little bit smarter. Now, I have a Retrospec bike as well as the stand-up paddleboard. It is a regular bike, not an e-bike. I guess we'll call that an acoustic bike. Some of my buddies use that term and I do enjoy it. But the Retrospec Beaumont Rev 2 might be the most stylish e-bike for under $1,000. Of course, it's written by our own Micah Toll. Really, really neat article here with some videos. We also had back in April, Stephen Delator talked about the new 2025 Valon Rev Plus. That's kind of a fat-tired moped style e-bike. Really neat stuff from Retrospec. So as you kind of dig through some of those older articles and see some different bikes that you like, be sure to use that ELECTREK10 code to get an additional 10% off. Now, finally, we're going to close this out with probably the most affordable EV I've seen in a while. This EV just launched in China for under $5,000. And man, that is cheaper than some of the high-end e-bikes that I've seen around here. The 2026 Bestoon Pony keeps its boxy K-car-like design, added LED lights, and funky two-tone color scheme give it a playful, fun look At just 3 meters long and 1.5 meters wide, the new Pony EV is even smaller than BYD's smallest best-selling Seagull at 3,780 millimeters long and 1,715 millimeters wide, respectively. Inside, the electric car features a relatively minimalist setup with a digital cluster, basic air conditioning, and radio Bluetooth, as well as parking sensors. Higher trims offer upgrades like a 10-inch infotainment system and DeepSeek digital intelligent assistant. It's powered by a 42 horsepower rear electric motor with an 18.1 kilowatt hour battery. The Pony EV provides CLTC range of up to 222 kilometers. That's about 150 miles. So more than enough to get you from point A to point B. Really fun little kind of urban runabout. Something I think we really need to see more of in order to, really kind of democratize e-mobility and e-transportation. That's all we've got for today, July 28th. Once again, thanks to Retrospect. Go check out the show notes at electrek.co and be sure to like and subscribe.